With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The big announcement coming shortly. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says the Federal Reserve will be announcing an interest rate cut.
It's up in the air whether we get a rate cut of 0.25% or 0.5%. And I don't ultimately think that is the most important question, because the biggest takeaway here is that interest rates are going to be coming down, and they're going to be coming down a lot in the future months.
Analyst Mark Hamrick. Wall Street has been up and down today ahead of this announcement. Also at SRNnews.com, the lack of citizenship documents might keep many from voting in Arizona's state and local races. Julie Walker has more.
Nearly 100,000 voters who have not submitted citizenship documents might be prevented from participating in Arizona's state and local elections. It's a significant number for a battleground state where races have been tight. An error in state-run databases that reclassified voters was announced Tuesday. Arizona's Secretary of State says the voters should have access to the full ballot. But the Maricopa County Recorder disagrees and filed a special action Tuesday in the Arizona Supreme Court asking a judge to settle the question. I'm Julie Walker.
And after a meltdown summer, Phoenix finally had a cool down. National Weather Service meteorologists say Phoenix was at 93 degrees Fahrenheit as of 4 p.m. Tuesday and would not be getting to 100 degrees. That meant an end to Phoenix's streak of 113 consecutive days of at least 100. The last time Phoenix high was below 100, May 26th. The Dow up 30 points now. The NASDAQ composite is adding 14. This is SRN News. Late-term abortions are happening in this country.
In her recent debate with former President Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That is not happening." But in Minnesota, home state of her running mate Tim Walz, the Department of Health reports there have been at least 6 reported abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy and 19 cases of babies who were born alive and left to die between 2015 and 2021. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A political committee behind the campaign to pass a constitutional right to abortion in Florida has filed a lawsuit against the state health care agency. The American Civil Liberties Union and Southern Legal Counsel are suing because the Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration is defending the state's current abortion ban. This is SRN News. The House takes a major step forward on a bill that would guarantee access to AM radio in all new cars.
The House will hold a markup hearing on several pieces of legislation, including the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024. It would force manufacturers to install as standard equipment in all new vehicles devices that can access AM broadcast stations. Some car makers want to phase out AM radio, saying there's less demand for it from young drivers. But the bill enjoys bipartisan support, many lawmakers recognizing that AM radio is an essential communications tool during emergencies and for decades has been a major source of news and entertainment for millions of drivers. Bob Agner reporting.
Kroger's and Albertsons have made their final argument in federal court in support of their proposed merger, saying it would preserve consumer choice. The FTC seeks to block the $24.6 billion deal, saying it will lead to higher prices for consumers. More details at SRNnews.com.